moving from a training center to a multiplication culture. In this video, we will talk about moving from a training center to a multiplication culture. A training center is a structure. A multiplication culture is a mindset. A church may begin by helping a few people take Christian Leaders Institute courses. That is a great start. But over time, something deeper can happen. The church begins to see every believer as someone who can grow, serve, lead, disciple, and multiply ministry. That is a multiplication culture. In a multiplication culture, the church is not simply asking who can help us maintain what we already do. Instead, it asks, who is God raising up? Who needs training? Who could lead a small group? Who could serve as a chaplain, ministry leader, officiant, or coach? Who could help launch a micro church or soul center? Who could pursue deeper ministry preparation? This shift is powerful. Many churches unintentionally create a consumer culture where people attend, receive, and appreciate the ministry of others. A multiplication culture helps people see themselves differently. It says you are part of the body of Christ. You have gifts. You have a calling. You can grow. You can be trained. You can serve. Not everyone is called to the same role. Not everyone will become ordained or preach from a platform, but every believer has a place in the mission of Jesus Christ. Christian Leaders Institute and Christian Leaders Alliance provide pathways for many different callings. Some people pursue personal discipleship. Some complete ministry certificates. Some enter degree programs. Others pursue chaplain, officiant, life coach minister, or ordination pathways. Still others step into leadership within local church ministries. The pastor's role is to help people discern the pathway that fits their calling and gifting. A multiplication culture still requires healthy leadership. It needs biblical standards, wise oversight, accountability, and character discernment. That is why Christian Leaders Alliance ordination includes local endorsement and public recognition. Training matters, calling matters, but local confirmation matters too. The local church knows the person's life, can pray for them, commission them, and continue walking alongside them in ministry. A multiplication culture is built through simple, repeated practices. Invite people into training, celebrate growth, connect learning to ministry opportunities, provide encouragement and feedback, pray over calling, recognize faithful leaders, multiply new leaders. Over time, this becomes normal. When someone senses a call to ministry, the church knows what to do. When a volunteer wants additional training, the church knows what to do. When a couple wants to host a microchurch, the church knows what to do. When someone wants to serve as a chaplain, the church knows what to do. That is the strength of a multiplication ecosystem. The pastor does not have to create a new pathway every time. The training and ordination systems already exist. The church simply connects people to those pathways and walks with them. This approach can strengthen discipleship, identify emerging leaders, mobilize volunteers, and expand ministry beyond the church building into neighborhoods, workplaces, schools, and communities. Most importantly, this is not just organizational strategy. It is biblical. Jesus multiplied disciples. Paul trained leaders. The early church equipped believers and sent them into ministry. The mission advanced because ordinary people were trained and released to serve. That is still needed today. Your church can become more than a place where people attend. It can become a place where Christian leaders are discovered, trained, commissioned, and sent. That is a multiplication culture.